The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with five Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all time?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with five Y's. Movies, Baby!
All right. Let's do it. The half hour of power. You ready? Guys, the half hour of power, what is it? It's one rapid-fire half-hour of unscreened phone calls. Thought the trigger finger was fast before. You get ready now for this. Got Mike in here. Got Jason, the dude, the studio dude, the dudio. Do you have a mic over there?
Yeah,
no?
I got a mic.
You have a mic?
Yeah.
So I pop mic up. Go ahead, Mike. Can I hear you?
This is very exciting.
It is. Oh, you sound like it.
Yeah.
We got Jason. Mic three?
Mic three,
I don't know. How about that?
Check one, two,
there
one.
You are.
There we
you
are.
Are.
Okay.
We've got Pat hovering around. Right? You can get it. We're going to go so fast on this. I'm going to say it's going to be like lightning itself. You watch how fast we burn through these. So we'll see what these weirdos have to say. Unscreened.
Okay.
Pass. They don't get Mike's usual vanguarding, safeguarding. It's gone now.
Yeah.
Here we go. I'm going to give these guys 30-second pops. Hour of half hour of power. You're on the air. Oh.
Very important.
Hey. Half hour power, you're on the air.
All right, so when I was in junior high, Billy Joel started construction on a piano-shaped house on the Jersey Shore in Deal. And it had these one-way mirrors, and me and all my friends wanted to go and get infrared glasses, like in Weird Science, so we could try to get a glimpse of Christie Brinkley.
Okay, that's trouble.
And then they broke up, and he stopped building it because they got divorced.
Okay, well, that's you're doing harassment with that. That's a criminal act.
Well,
goodbye. Half hour of power. You're on the air.
Hello, it's Bonaventure from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. How are you?
Who is this?
It's Bonaventure.
Bonaventure. Got Mike here. We got Jason's here. Got Pat's hanging around. Marsha's hanging around. What's up, Bonaventure?
Oh, not much. I just wanted to call in and check in to the new show and tell you about the Pawn Stars Facebook game.
The Pawn Stars Facebook game?
Yeah, it'll make you feel better about any of the portraits of you that people have done, like artists,
mm-hmm.
that you didn't like. It'll make you feel better about that. It's horrific, all the art.
The way they draw these guys?
It makes the characters look extra ghoulish.
Uh-huh. Well, they are ghoulish. They trade in the misery of others. People bottoming out. And they cash out their dreams in Las Vegas for a few gold coins that they can walk back to the casino. Have you been to Vegas, Mike?
I have been one time.
Well, how long ago was that?
It was about 2008, I think.
Okay. How'd that go for you?
It was a bachelor party situation, and it was a lot of fun.
Okay. Sounds like it. Have you been to Vegas, Jason?
I have. I have quite a few times.
Actually, our first date with my first date with Kristen was in Vegas.
Really?
Yeah.
But you're not from Vegas.
I'm not from Vegas.
But you went down there.
Yeah. Kristen was doing an internship in L.A. I flew out there, hung out with her, and our first, like, real date was in Vegas.
It's very romantic.
And she broke up with me there because I wouldn't do valet.
Because you would not valet your car.
Yeah, I refuse.
I got to say, because you now are you two are married.
Yes.
You got to, that's a bad first impression. Let's park at 8th floor of this parking garage. We'll walk back over to the thing rather than pay $10 a day. Thoughts, Bonaventure?
The valet is a very classy move.
Thank you. Half Hour Power, you're on the air.
Hey, I'm about to watch Better Call Saul. Is it any good?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, cool.
Did you see it? No?
No, I'm about to.
No, I'm not you. I'm looking at the other guys. You said you were about to watch it. Did you? Mike didn't see it.
No,
I know that.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I haven't even seen Breaking Bad.
You haven't seen Breaking Bad?
No.
Dudio.
What are you,
I know.
Thank
see?
You. Dudio. What are you doing, Dudio?
I know.
All you did was memorize which plug goes into what.
Yeah.
And you could have been watching the most unrealistic show in the last 100 years of entertainment. Pat, did you see Breaking Bad?
I haven't seen the whole series.
Oh, what are you... I don't know. That's even weirder than not watching none of it.
Yeah.
You're taking your time through it?
No. I caught it whenever it was on.
That's even weirder. You're not even watching it in order. You're just watching it as it as whatever you happen to... I saw one from the stuffed animal floating in the pool. Then I saw another one where Jesse was thrown and locked in a pit by Todd. I don't know. You liked it, Mike, right? But you didn't love it.
Well, I made it to the end, so, you know. I mean,
goodbye. I got to hang up on this guy. I thought I was hanging up on you. Half Hour Power.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, who's this?
This is Steven in Chicago.
Oh, Steven in Chicago. How are you doing, Steven?
I'm well. How are you, sir?
I'm doing okay. What's going on?
Not much. I just wanted to call and say hello. I was hesitant to call into the actual show because I didn't want to, you know, eat up a bunch of, you know, saying welcome back and how much you've been missed and all that. I didn't want to overstep that boundary.
Okay. Well.
But I just wanted to say hi, and it's really great to hear you back on the show.
I appreciate that. You're here with Mike and Jason and Pat and Marcia here on the Half Hour Power. This is not the best show, Stephen.
Yes.
The Half Hour Power moves like lightning itself.
It does.
Give us a fast take on something.
Well, what's I think people should stop talking about the Grammys. I don't know. Fast take on something?
That was it?
All right.
Thanks for the fast take. Half Hour Power, you're on the air.
Awesome. Half Hour Power. Good to be here. I was hoping...
We're 5 minutes into the Half Hour Power, right? About 5 minutes in?
Yeah, we're about 5 minutes. All right. So it feels good. I'm hoping you have one of those packs of Under the Dome cards laying around, because I really want you to get that Dean Norris T-shirt swath.
I hope I get a piece of Dean Norris's shirt and this box of Under the Dome cards that Jason somehow, I don't know, how did you end up with this box of Under the Dome, a full box of Under the Dome trading card? And also trading is such a, does it say trade? It says trade. How do they call these? Who's trading? I'll trade you the one of the picture of the dome with the guy standing outside it. I have that one. I'll trade you for the picture of the cop staring at the dome.
The other side of the dome.
Nobody has anyone traded any of these Under the Dome cards ever, Mike.
Well, you have to have kids watching, right? I mean, kids trade cards.
But the kids even do cards like this anymore? This is like clearly aimed at. It's like the way comic books aren't even aimed at kids anymore. They just aim them at adults.
Yeah. What's Yu-Gi-Oh? That was the last big card thing, right?
Sure. Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yu-Gi-Oh! Yu-Gi-Oh! Wasn't that a card thing?
I didn't do Yu-Gi-Oh!
Did you do Yu-Gi-Oh, Pat?
I didn't. I did Pogs.
You did Pogs.
Okay, see? Yeah, there's stuff we don't even know about.
That was where I stopped.
I never heard of that.
Marsha, are you pro or con Yu-Gi-Oh? You could just yell it. Switzerland. She's Switzerland in the game of Yu-Gi-Oh. Caller, Yu-Gi-Oh, where do you stand on Yu-Gi-Oh?
I'm down on Yu-Gi-Oh, but in middle school I played Marvel Overpower, so
that
has
that
to count
is.
For
yeah,
something.
Say, man, there's all this stuff.
Marvel Overpowers, yeah. And what do you stare at? I'll go into a comic book store once in a while, and then like they'll have these folding tables out, and these kids will be playing like Magic the Gathering. It's like a whole the comic. That's where they make the real money, the comic book store. It's Magic the Gathering, not on comic books.
I had one of those in Bayonne. It's gone though. It didn't last.
Didn't last.
No,
the Magic the Gathering
the
thing
magic
didn't last.
Didn't last. But I'd see the kids at the tables, just as you described.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, buddy. I don't know why I said it. He was already gone. Half hour power. You're on the air.
Yeah, so when you were on Damien Abraham's podcast.
Yeah?
You talked a lot about when you grew up in that small town in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to know more about that, because that part was the most intriguing part of his podcast to me.
Okay, well.
Because I grew up in a small town.
Okay, what town did you grow up in?
A small town in Wisconsin.
What town?
Oh,
you're not going to say. You want me to say everything? You say nothing. Yeah, small town. Because like, what are you? What is this? A deposition? Half hour power. You're on the air.
Hi, Tom. It's Lorenzo in Portland. Hey, I'm wondering if you've had a chance to see Empire or Gotham.
I've seen neither Empire nor Gotham. I plan on watching Empire. I don't think Gotham. I think I would be interested in season 20 of Gotham when Batman is of age, finally. Was it like an 8-year-old Batman? That's like maybe the dumbest idea for a show in history. What if we have Batman on this, but he's 8? Have you watched?
It's dumb fun.
I won't watch. I refuse.
No.
Jason,
you're here with Mike and Jason and Pat and Marsha. We're all here on the half hour of power.
Oh my God, you guys. So I'm honored to be on with you guys. Thank you.
Have you watched Gotham?
I watch Gotham. I think it's kind of silly, but I think it's fun.
And what about Empire?
Totally into it, and I think the music's pretty good.
Looks like a good show. Looks like what's his face there? What's that dude on it?
Terrence Howard?
Terrence Howard looks like it's made for him. Right?
Yeah, he owns it.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the recommendation. Half hour power, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom, it's Talbot in Mississippi. How you doing?
Talbot, I'm doing all right. We are 10 minutes into the half hour power. What do you got? And just so you know, you're here with Mike and Jason and Pat and Marsha, and the half hour power moves like lightning. Let's hear
it. Hey, Mike, Jason, Pat, Marsha. Tom, is it okay? Can I ask you about something from the old show?
Sure.
Whatever happened to the maestro? I know you were going to do a follow-up on Johnny Maestro. Did you not do it out of respect for the dead?
I don't even know what you're talking about. Half-hour power, you're on the air.
Uh-huh. Hey, Mike.
Mike's here. Tom's here.
Hello.
Jason's here. Pat's here. Marsha's here. Who's this?
Hey, my name's Ed.
What's your name?
My name is Ed.
Ed, where are you calling from, Ed?
Lawrence, Kansas.
Okay. You know what power is, right? You know.
Well, that was.
Goodbye. Half hour power. Half hour power, you're on the air.
Tom.
Oh.
We are anonymous.
Okay.
We do not forgive.
Okay.
We do not forget.
Okay, that's fine.
Tom.
Yes?
Your day of reckoning has arrived.
Who's this? This is anonymous?
Documents.
I'm pro-anonymous. You kidding me?
Today, our group has received select documents revealing your participation in the Narconon Rehabilitation Program in 1991 mm-hmm. in Trenton, New Jersey.
The Narconon.
Do you remember that?
Was I part of the Narconon thing? What did I do?
Indeed you were, sir.
Tell me what I did with Narconon.
You were a patient.
What's that?
Apparently you had it. You were a patient.
In the Narconon program.
Indeed.
Okay, what happened?
Apparently,
to me?
Well, it claims these documents that
yes.
They claim that you were treated and that you became a very sincere and docile servant to the church, and that you were in need of serious help due to your extreme addictions to a panoply of substances which shall not be revealed unless you request them to be revealed.
Please reveal them. I'm all for this.
Yeah. We're going to hit a dead end soon.
Well, we have heroin.
Uh-huh. Okay.
PCP.
Okay.
Ayahuasca.
Okay.
Uppers.
I was ahead of the curve with the ayahuasca.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is.
Huh?
I thought I was up to speed. What is that? Ayahuasca.
Mike, I just took it. I don't know what I was doing.
Uppers.
Okay.
Downers.
Yeah.
Middles.
In-betweens.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, next time you're going to do your anonymous character, you might want to click back on the, Oh, I'd picture Anonymous to not exactly stammer like that. Goodbye. Half hour power, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, doing all right. You're here with Mike and Jason and Pat and Marcia.
How's it going?
Very good.
All right, what do you got? The half hour power moves fast, my friend. This is not the best show. This is a half hour of power. We're already 13 minutes into it.
Okay. So this morning I was reading, I saw that James Dolan sent a nasty email to like a 70-year-old Knicks fan.
Yeah. Some dude wrote, the owner of the Knicks, and was just like, I've been a fan for 50 years, and you're the worst. And then James Dolan wrote back and basically said, hey, he wrote the weirdest email back saying like, you might want to stop being an alcoholic. Yeah. It will fix your life and go root for the Nets. That's crazy, and he didn't get suspended or anything. He should have gotten the door shown to him for that.
Right, that's the part that threw me off. Adam Silver called him a consummate New Yorker, and then David Stern earlier today was like, "Well, it's kind of beneath the owner of a team to be reading like emails or something like to that effect," which I found to be even stranger. Like, I'm not surprised that Dolan, you know, is kind of a piece of garbage, but I thought it was weird how, yeah, no suspension, no nothing.
Yeah, no, I don't get it. I don't get it.
The punishment is he's the owner of the Knicks. That's the punishment.
All right. Okay.
Sorry, your team.
Your monologue.
Your team.
Is this your late night monologue?
No.
And the punishment is he's the owner of the Knicks. The league. Did you hear in the news about James Dolan and the email he wrote? Apparently he had a nasty email exchange with a fan. And the league came down pretty hard on him. They ruled that he will remain the owner of the Knicks. Uh-huh. Oh, Mike. It's fun. I get it. This guy set you up.
Yeah, he teed it up.
It was like T-ball. He put the ball on the stand and you hit it.
Yeah.
Every sport has their big, juicy controversy. Boxing has the Mike Tyson ear bite. Cycling has Lance Armstrong. Baseball has its steroid era. Curling has Broomgate. It's a story of broken relationships, houses divided, corporate rivalry, and a performance-enhancing broom.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
Broomgate, available now.
Anything else?
No.
We move fast here. Half hour power. You're on the air. We got Mike and Jason and Pat and Marcia here.
Oh, my gosh. Guys, how's it going? I'm so happy to be calling in. The show's been great.
What's your name, buddy?
Oh, my name's Eric.
Okay, Eric.
Yeah. And
we're halfway into the half hour power now. We are at the halfway mark.
Okay.
Now we move twice as fast. Let's go.
Okay.
everything is great. I just want to add in the 2 cents. Tom was talking about Bob Dylan falling like a stone.
Yeah, I'm Tom. Please. Tom's here.
Oh. All right.
Who do you think's hosting this thing?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
That's a fair point. This is the first time we've ever done it. You've never heard it. Go ahead, okay. Young man.
You mentioned how fast Bob Dylan was falling like a stone, becoming irrelevant and cantankerous. But I just want to say that there's somebody coming up a little bit behind him that I think is going to overtake him in no time flat, and that is Neil Young. Mm. This last record was quite possibly the most kind of angry and like a insufferably depressing way that we haven't seen yet from Neil. Normally it's one or the other.
And what is the record?
It's this record about, it's about the Earth, which I know doesn't, it's like something tone,
Story tone. Have you heard this record?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Terrible Mike. Awful. Have you heard Story Tone?
I haven't heard it, but I thought this was his dedicated album to Daryl Hannah, who he's involved with now.
Okay. Have you heard Story Tone now, guys? No?
I heard the other thing he did for Third Man, where he's like in the booth recording all those covers.
Yeah, that
I
liked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked that. I went in that booth. I was in that booth.
Did you record anything?
It was broken at the time. Neil Young broke it, apparently. He broke the booth.
And this also comes on the heels of that, like, what was it, like 40-minute versions of, like, American folk songs, that Americana record?
Look, the guy's a kook. He puts a thing out every year. It's sometimes they're the worst thing you ever heard. Sometimes they're not bad. I'll spot him. I'll spot him stuff for still being a kook. Well into his, coming up on 70, he's still a kook.
Yeah, I'm with you on the whole. He gets a pass for you know, Harvest and Tonight's Tonight and all of that.
Let the kook make kooky records.
Okay.
You don't have to buy a Pono. Mike, you going to buy a Pono?
I don't think so.
Jason, Pono?
Lord, no. Never.
Marsha, Pono, no. Pat, Pono?
What's a Pono?
It's Neil Young's it's his iPod, basically. Oh. He created an iPod. No? Okay.
Are you going to buy a Pono?
No. Because you have to rebuy all the music, too. Like, what a job that is.
And now he's putting down vinyl.
Yeah.
He's saying that the vinyl is just from CDs.
Mm-hmm.
So he says everybody's getting scammed by buying vinyl.
Look, he's not wrong in one way. Not everything's recorded. Some of the stuff sounds... I found certain records sound terrible on vinyl.
Really? Yeah.
That they're just made... You can hear the zeros and ones... Like on the vinyl, it just sounds worse on vinyl than it does on a CD.
Yeah,
certain things. Half Hour Power, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom. My name is Nick. I'm from Tucson, Arizona.
Nick, what's up?
Not too much. I just wanted to express my appreciation for the No Bunny song at the end of the episode. Tucson's finest. Always good to hear him getting a little love on the air.
It's great. I like No Bunny a lot.
Yeah, when he would play shows around here, they were just crazy, out of control.
Really?
Yeah, it was
you'd go nuts.
Kind of big event, you know. He's one of those kind of guys that threw all sorts of people, and they usually got pretty out of control. A couple of early shutdowns, kind of shows.
You ever see him with the mask off?
I have, but I didn't know it was him until after the fact.
Mm. The mystery continues.
Yes, always will. Just wanted to say thanks for the No Bunny.
Well, thank you. Half Hour Power, you're on the show. What's up? Okay. I like it.
He's waiting for the first crank.
Yeah. Is that it?
That's all I got.
Half Hour Power, you're on the show.
Hey, Tom, it's Dan and Carney. How are you?
Dan and Carney, I want to let you know we got Mike here. We got Jason and Pat and Marsha are here.
Fantastic. What a great crew.
Now, just so you know, this half hour power moves pretty fast. We're already 20 minutes into it, so I need some acceleration here from you, Dan.
Okay, sounds good. Well, happy birthday, Tom. I wanted to ask you, and you can ask the crew, what your best birthday present ever was.
Why don't you ask them? Say, hey, crew.
Hey, crew. What's the best birthday present you ever had?
Mike, best birthday present ever.
I can't think of anything right now, but my right. mother...
Jason, best birthday present ever.
A blue Mexican Stratocaster when I was 13.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. That's nice. Who gave you that?
My dad. He sold one of his guns.
Wow.
To get it.
One of his guns.
One of his. He had many guns.
If he just brandished the gun, he wouldn't have had to have sold it. That's the ironic thing. If he would have just gone into the music shop and pointed the gun at the guy, he would have still had the gun and the guitar.
I know.
And maybe even more things. Right? And yeah. Everything in the cash register. Pat, best birthday present ever?
Dog when I was in fifth grade.
I think a dog beats any possible. Yeah. As a birthday present, best dog? You got a dog? That's the best.
I wish my dad had guns.
All right, let's hear. I got to hear. Okay. You wish your dad had guns.
Yeah.
What was that? Where's that coming from?
It'd be cool.
You ever fire a gun?
No.
No?
No. Not a real gun. Starter gun.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like a real gun with the kick you've never fired?
No. Yeah.
You want to?
It'd be cool, yeah.
When I was in Vegas, I got those signs for you go fire machine guns. Mm-hmm. You ever fired a gun, Marcia? No? You scared?
I am scared.
Yeah, they're scary. It's like an explosion in your hand. It kicks. It's like the thing's going to fly back and hit you in the head. That's why in movies when the guys have a gun in each hand, they would be kicking back up. They would get concussions, double concussions. Pat, have you ever fired a gun?
Yeah, in a summer camp, which was kind of, looking back, a little weird that they, had kids in fifth and sixth grade firing rifles and shotguns.
Mm-hmm. So. Did you get your fill?
Yeah, I think I got my fill.
Best birthday present, Marcia?
A cat.
A cat? A cat comes almost as close as a dog. Sorry. Who got you that cat?
I did.
I financed the cat. I did not pick the cat out. You found a cat that needed a home. I helped provide that cat a home. Dan?
Yes, sir.
What's the best birthday present you ever got? You're welcome,
Oh, well, I'd probably say that I went out to Illinois for my birthday, and friends actually planned a trip and hijacked me and took me up to Wisconsin to Summerfest up there.
What is Summerfest? What's Summerfest?
It's like the big music festival they have, like, for a week up in Milwaukee.
Who played Summerfest that year?
Well, Vance would love this. It was actually a Yes show, but it was as much the fact that they had planned it out and had gone to the trouble of thinking of this surprise gift.
Mm-hmm.
That meant so much to me.
So you went and saw Yes in the middle of where? In the woods or something?
I don't know. It was like one of the fairgrounds by Milwaukee.
Okay.
You know, but it was a good time. It was the fact that the friends actually went to the trouble, I thought.
That's
it was
nice.
Really neat.
It's very thoughtful.
So appreciated.
It's very thoughtful. Now you, as people may know or may not know, are a diehard New Jersey Devils fan.
Yeah, and they're working really hard to kill me right now, aren't they?
They stink now, right?
They're not very good, Tom.
How many Stanley Cups have they won in recent years?
Recent years? Well, 3 in the last 18.
Yeah, still not.
One in the last 10.
Okay, well, 3 in the last 18. That's
or,
one every,
I guess, or 12. I
one
guess
every
it's
six
12.
Years, you get a Stanley Cup. What are you crying about?
Oh, no, I'm not complaining at all. As far as a Devils fan, fan happy life. I've seen them win 3 times. That is fantastic.
You ever feel the lack of, you feel the inferiority of being a Devils fan compared to, like, the high and mighty, the tood that you get from other fans?
As a Devils fan, no, not, I don't know. I mean, I think that we got enough pride in what the team's done that, if they're going to throw shade, they're going to throw shade.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks for the call, buddy. Half hour power, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, who's this?
This is David in Chicago.
David in Chicago. We got Mike here, and Jason's here, and Pat's here, and Marcia's here.
Hello to everybody.
What's
How are
up?
You guys doing?
What's going on in Chicago tonight?
I'm just on a subway platform right now, and I thought I might call in during the half hour of power to just air a grievance, if that's okay.
What's your grievance?
This past weekend, I work at this, hip co-working space in Chicago, and sometimes leave my shoes at work because I wear boots in because it's snowy here. And they were a brand-new pair of shoes, less than a week old. They were a gift from my mother, and they got stolen by somebody.
Somebody at work stole your shoes.
Yeah, like over the weekend when I wasn't there, somebody stole like a brand new pair of shoes, and I'm really bummed about
it. And what type of work is this again?
I work for the state of Illinois, basically. Okay. But we're in a place where it's like the startup community. It's like an incubator for people building apps and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Any recourse?
No recourse. Sent out an email on like the bulletin board thing, mm-hmm. and everyone's just silent. They're all like spineless. You know yeah. what I mean?
Do they have video cameras in the building?
Yeah, but not in the portion that I work in. And like it's like very clearly like a reserved area. So like mm-hmm. whoever did it like knew what they were doing. You know, it was. It's not like it's a public library. They saw that it belonged to me.
Is the thief one of your coworkers?
That is a question that nobody will ever know, I think.
In your gut.
Yeah, I think so. I think, like, I'm having, like, fantasies about, like, seeing somebody with the shoes and, like, confronting them, you know?
Do you think you know who did it?
I don't. I don't really know that many people where I work, so I have to say that I don't have a feeling of who it was.
All right. What's the worst thing you ever had stolen, Mike?
I haven't been robbed. No, I haven't been robbed.
All right. Jason?
A garage?
I can't think of it. I had a bunch of comic books stolen from me when I was little.
No. This guy never had nothing taken. This one had comic books stolen
Sorry.
When he was a kid.
A bunch of Fantastic
Four issues. Worst thing you had stolen?
This probably isn't the worst thing I got stolen, but off the top of my head, I was working at a restaurant. And somebody walked out with my pea coat, and it was a freezing cold day, and I had to walk home.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it was just the worst feeling.
Yeah.
That's about as bad as my comic
that's
books.
That's pretty. Well, I'm going to say Pat beats your comic books out. Marsha, worst thing you ever had stolen?
My moped got stolen.
Your moped?
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
I was in 10th grade, and I used to have a skateboard ramp in my backyard, and a bunch of punk kids would come over all the time.
Skateboard.
And, someone made off with my moped.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
I'm going to say I beat everyone when all of the equipment for the best show got stolen.
You know what? I actually didn't even think about that when I first called then like 5 minutes in realized it.
Well, what are you going to do? Half hour power, you're on the air. Hello? Caller? Yes? No? No? Yes?
All right. Yeah.
I'm all for it.
Yeah.
This is
freeform.
Yeah. You still there? Is he taking requests? No, he's done. There are no more calls. Is that it? We did a half hour, right?
Yeah,
I think that's it.
Mike, thoughts?
No thoughts.
that might be.
I think my cabbie's outside.
That might be the funniest thing I've ever heard.
I'm worried about my cabbie.
No, go ahead. We're done. Final words, Jason?
I enjoyed the calls.
There we go. Pat?
Thank you. This is great.
Marsha?
Yes,
well, the half-hour power, we'll do this on and off, and we'll fine-tune it. And who do you think my favorite call was?
The last one.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
I want more of those, too.
No. All right, everybody. Thanks so much. Go to thebestshow.net. You go to so follow us on Twitter and the Best Show for Life and do the podcast subscription, all the stuff. More half-hour power intermittently. Thank you very much. Good night.